you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi, hello everyone. My name is Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to the GG Over Easy Podcast, episode 129. In today's episode, noticeably, if you're watching the video cast part thing on YouTube, which you can at GG Over Easy, that's it, the YouTube channel, Rob has a brand new kitty. Wow, wouldn't you want to see it? Yeah, go watch the video. He's welcome to Albus, his brand new Maine Coon kitty he just got. We talk about that. We talk about more Albus, specifically Albus Dumbledore in Fantastic Beasts and the Secrets of Dumbledore, Sonic 2, Overwatch introducing Sojourn finally, some drama around that, and Blizzard, TV shows, freaking other things, question and answers, you know the drill. You know, if I tell you that much about a podcast, we're already doing better than usual. So stay tuned, leave a review, please. Well, yep. Let's get into it.
Pardon your regularly scheduled podcast listening for this short ad break.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to GG Over Easy, episode 129. And in today's episode, we're joined by my usual cohorts, Rob, Blue, but one additional one.
Let me try and grab him.
What's the
He's here.
Doing?
Oh, he's hello. So, his ears, dude, are the cutest okay, thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's okay, baby.
Look how cute the big ears are.
Look at the camera and say hi. Just say hi to the folks, and then you can go back to chewing on Tassel.
Like, get me out of here.
Officially named Albus.
Albus.
Okay.
All right, yeah, he's all like, right, bruh.
So, yeah, we picked him up yesterday. 14-hour round trip. Not great. But we did it. Good we did the Mr. Fruit way.
That's right.
We did just
maybe not the best way, but that's what you do.
Woke up 4 a.m. We're out the door for like we were in car driving 4 a.m. And we got to all the way to Nebraska around Omaha area. Nebraska. Talk about a terrible drive. Okay. Hold on. I have to put him away because he's in the I call it the wire forest. And at the moment, loves him. And at the moment, I have a ton of them. All right, Albus, I got to put you away because I have to focus on the podcast and telling about you.
I too would.
So we're going to go.
Like the wires. Farewell,
say
Albus.
Hi.
Have a great life. Don't cast too much magic. Sweet boy. Little rascal.
Okay, sorry. So
tell us about it.
So we woke up at 4 a.m., drove the whole way. Question about fasting. If I drink, is that considered not fasting?
No, you're still fasting.
Okay, cool. So I'm currently 36 hours, I think, into a fast. I just didn't want to have any poop while I drove. Like, I was like, I'm not going to eat.
That's pretty fair.
I was like, I'm not going to want to stop anywhere. I just want to pee, and that's it. So, and then I got home.
I mean, you wouldn't have pooped if you ate. Your body would have used it all. It doesn't have anything right now. You wouldn't have pooped.
I would have pooped if I ate on the drive.
No, that's all you've eaten.
Also, poop has like a 12 to 24 hour like road trip in your system. Like, you don't just poop out food after you eat it. Like, it goes through a long...
But I respect the commitment.
Yeah, that's very fair. Like, the double checking, making sure you know the trip is good. I respect that.
Yeah, I've just been sipping Propel and water. So leave at 4 a.m. Namaste. Get to Nebraska around noon. I didn't know Nebraska did Central Time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're pretty close to like the central line.
Mm-hmm. But I like being mountain time. I liked having that, like, you know, I feel like there it gets dark, like, really, you
Welcome
know, it's
home,
like,
brother. Oh, I got.
But I feel like of all the times, Mountain Standard is no one knows that one. And it's like, what?
I got my water bottle, don't make it weird.
I'm making it weird.
So we went through a place called Rebel Paws Cattery. They're in Waterloo, Nebraska.
Waterloo.
We show up to your house. Beautiful Waterloo. Home. Beautiful home. And we open the door, dude. And there are just these three Maine Coons. And they are huge. I mean, the two girls were like big. But this guy, his name was Zeus. And like most people who name cats after gods and stuff like that, I've always feel like they don't live up to that. Dude,
that boy's
this... Like- Oh, he was huge. Like, the pictures I took of him, like, do not do him justice. Like, he was insane. Like, she has a Great Dane as well. And she's like, yeah, he just owns the Great Dane, pretty much.
Great Dane's like, I don't want smoke.
Yeah, so he's actually a retired male now. So he's actually going to his forever home in California. We get there, sign all the paperwork, meet all the kiddies. We got to meet his mom. Didn't get to meet the dad though. The dad is out there fucking, you know, he's doing his thing, you know, that's
doing
what,
his thing.
Yeah. He's like out there, you know, making kitties, you know, and she said like, you don't want to put a hormonal cat male next to a hormonal female. It won't go the way you want it. Cause we wanted to try and get like a family photo, but we couldn't.
she's like, yeah, no.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, it's a cute idea, but not going to happen. Big
yeah,
guy.
Pretty much. We got him. And like, as soon as I saw him, I was like, that's Albus. Like, I was like little Al. That's why I call him Al more than anything.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, that's I played that on the way home. Like, we were worried about the car ride. Cause it was 7.5 hours roughly with a kitten. And dude, he was a rock star. Like, I couldn't believe it. So like I wanted like Cindy to hold him and kind of love him and, you know, give him like that mama kind of thing. And let me see if I can find pictures that like I can show on the thing. Like he literally like would lay, like that on her for like hours. For the audio listeners, it is
belly up on her lap.
Yeah. And then he did this weird thing, man. He was like this for probably 2.5 hours just sleeping. He would like pin himself between Sydney and the seat of the back and would just like sleep. Like he slept like that the whole time.
That's the Boomy special. I take Boomy on a road trip. That's where he sleeps.
Yeah, dude. He like just loved like slipping into like the back.
The shoulder bed. For some reason it hits.
Yeah. And he was didn't pee poop in the car, didn't really cry, only cried when we had him in the carrier as soon as we put him in the car, and then as soon as we took him out he was totally fine. But man, that Nebraska drive is tough. That is a tough drive, dude.
So it's 7 hours to 7 hours back.
Yeah, so we left here 4 a.m. got there around 12:15 and we lose an hour. So it was about 7 hours.
Oh,
so we,
shit.
So, and then close we left. Eight. Yeah. So we left there around, I'd say like one. And then we got home around 8 o'clock. And that's when we gained an hour. So it was about, it was a little longer on the way home. But he gave me like a second wind, dude. Like on the, when we got there, I was like, dude, there is no fucking way I'm going to be able to do this again. Like I was struggling. Like, I don't know about you guys, but when I'm in a car ride for a really long time, I visualize the last turn you make when you arrive home. Like that, it was like, that's what kept me going, was just the last turn. Home. I just kept
getting there.
I just kept visualizing, like, you're going to be at that turn. Like that Robert is going to be so happy. Like, do it, so that's him. What, like, yeah. And so we got home around 8 last night. We haven't introduced Willow and Albus yet, because in the kitten contract, we have to take Albus to a vet visit first to make sure like he's totally okay. And that way, if like he came in contact with Willow and Willow had something, we would know it wasn't from like Angela's place, because, so it's just trying to keep everything like going. Yeah. All that kind of stuff. So they will meet probably here, I would say in a week. On the contract, I think it says like 5 to 7 days. So we're really excited. We think Willow's going to love him. I feel really bad though. Sydney's on like a work retreat right now. So I'm like bouncing between both cats.
Is Willow just in a different room or something?
Yeah. She's like upstairs. He's like in the basement area. So, you know, like where the Peloton used to be and all that little area. So he's like, that's like his area. And she has like the whole upstairs. And like eventually, like through the weeks and stuff, as soon as he's like comfortable with my office, the basement he's in, we're going to slowly introduce him to like upstairs, and we'll have Willow like in like a bedroom or something like that while he can go like look around and whatnot. But we think it's going to work out great. She's a lover and he's a total like ham, dude. He loves Sydney. Loves Sydney. He like, we like took him out of the carrier for the first time because he was crying, didn't want to be in there, and Sydney just picks him up and like puts him on his lap and immediately just like headbutts her, just kind of like a nice little brush, and we both just started going and just started crying like we love him so much. Like it didn't really feel real either till like we brought him home. Like it was like, I don't know, it was awesome though. He's great. Just got to work on the cable right now. I introduced him to my office right before this. I was like, ah, fuck it, like let's just do it.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, and like it is just a mess cable management wise. And Oppa likes cables, right? Not so much Olive, or is it both?
I mean, Olive never really did. Oppa did, and then they both kind of grown out of it.
That's good.
He'll, if you're not supervising him, you'll find him sometimes chewing on something he shouldn't, but it's pretty rare.
Okay.
So they're good for the most part now. But yeah, he was a cable fiend earlier on.
Yeah, so I'm going to get that spray. I think we talked about it a little bit. I think you said Oppa actually liked the spray rather than thinking it's like bitter and gross. Flavor. Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about you. No cable is safe around you. So not wait to, I have to take Willow to the vet today to get like her checkup on her teeth because she got some teeth taken out. And then I take him tomorrow to the vet as well, just to kind of make sure he's all getting ready and stuff. He's not neutered. He will be neutered around 9 months. She said she thinks it's important that a Maine Coon male kind of has their balls for a little bit longer than normal because he feels like the hormones and all that stuff is kind of important. Because most breeders you do, they kind of neuter when they have them. Like you'll get them, you'll receive them neutered. And he's not neutered. So that means he's like even more crazy at the moment. But him and Willow will not have anything like that. She told us because she's spayed, that she doesn't give off like any of the hormones or whatever that like cats do, the I vibes. Guess. I don't know. Netflix and chill vibes.
Got them good vibrations.
Yeah. So if you have unfollowed me on Twitter because I've just been posting cat pictures, I'm going to post even more. So
there are worse things to post a lot of. So,
do Appa and Olive have their own Insta?
I think Claire did one for them a little while ago, but she's about as good as me. The same thing. She's like, I forgot to post. It's essentially
did you
that's
make one
like
for Boomy Blue?
No, he. No, I never wanted to be that type of owner.
Yeah, we are those type of owners. And I'm okay with it.
He's living a nice, quiet life.
Yeah.
Humping his toy, and I'm not going to disturb that.
Let him hump freely.
Yeah, well, on sodden.
He's a free humper.
I respect that. Yeah, problem is we have some people fixing something in the house, and Claire's currently at lunch with her dad, so...
I'm left so with, you have the dogs.
They're
in
locked in my room and they hear people and so they're freaking out. But that's cool. I'm excited for you. You got them both now. Now your family can mesh.
So, we'll introduce them about a week. I hope it goes well because we have a show Sydney and I have been binging. I've been in and out. Like, she'll go ahead on episodes. And then, like, she'll be on, like, episode 5 when I'm watching, and then I'll come back upstairs, and she's, like, on 8, and then I'll just keep watching. I don't really mind doing that.
I couldn't
have. Have you guys watched Yellowstone? It's sick. I think you would really like it, Christian.
I don't know what it is.
It's, like, about, it has, what's his name? Field of Dreams, Kevin Costner, I think it is.
Oh, it's that, like Wild West kind of thing, right?
It's not wild. I mean, it's like modern day, like Yellowstone, but then there's like this family that has this farm and like land. And there's like, it's crazy, dude. Like you think it's just like, oh, let's go shave the sheep today. Instead of it's like, hey, let's go murder some guy because he killed our cattle. You know, it's crazy.
It's another day out in Yellowstone. You know, what I'm
it's
saying,
a bro? Great show. Like it is a great, like, you know, you know, like that thing I talked about with Game of Thrones where it had like the action, but it also had that like political drama type of like thing to it that like we never see because we weren't like super rich millionaires or anything like that. It's like that, dude. It has like all those little things. It's really good. I really enjoy it, but I'm not like dedicated. Like I just kind of jump in and out, but when I'm in, it's on.
So I'll have to add it to the list.
You should watch it.
I'm behind on a lot of stuff. Claire and I just... we've only watched the first two episodes, but Yellow Jackets, it's been pretty interesting.
Oh, Sydney loves Yellow Jackets. That's like her favorite show ever.
Yeah, we're only two episodes in, but that's pretty interesting. Then I haven't seen it, but it's on the list as well. I've been hearing good things. I wrote down, let me check name. It's on Apple Plus.
Ooh, Apple Severance. Plus, I'm not watching it.
Severance. Yeah, we don't have it either. So it'll be a matter of like, when can we get a free trial?
Yeah, I hear Apple TV. I go, ooh, unless it's Ted Lasso, I'm not watching.
Yeah, it's called Severance. Heard that's pretty interesting.
I think Yellowstone is on the cock. So if you have Peacock, yeah. I think you'll be able to watch it.
No, it's Paramount.
I looked for it on Paramount Plus, and it's not on Paramount Plus. It's on the cock. It was weird. But 1883, which is like the prequel to Yellowstone, was on Paramount Plus.
Well,
I know
right
it's
here.
Made by Paramount, but it was not on Paramount. It was weird.
That's bizarre.
But like, well, like I said, so
I don't
so
have
they
the
have
cock,
a
show. So I'm not sure.
They have 1883, which is like a prequel to how the Duttons, that's who owned the farm in Yellowstone, how the Duttons got that land. And it shows like the first generation of Duttons. In 1883, Western expansion, whatever kind of thing.
Doing what they do.
And like how they end up where they end up. And it was okay. But like that one is like, we're around a campfire. We got to eat bunny rabbits. Like
to be fair,
you know, because it's 1883, yeah. You know? So I'm not super big into like what, I'm going to be honest, like from the years like 1850 to like 1899, I feel like that nothing happened in those years. Like nothing like happened.
Like we can just skip that.
Industrial Revolution?
Industrial Revolution is like 1920s, isn't it?
No.
Or like 1910s, 1900s.
Industrial Revolution was a while. Industrial Revolution started roughly 1760.
Well, that's when like the
but sometime between 1820 and 1840. So
oh, I guess I'm really wrong then. I was way off.
Yeah, I was almost. I started gaslighting myself. I was like, maybe
am I wrong?
Maybe Rob's right.
1850 to 1899. Nothing happened in those years in my eyes.
And just I'm sure the people just, that lived there and everything that happened are very that, offended.
Like, in my opinion, got to be one of the worst times to ever be alive. Like, so boring.
Yeah, you born ride horses. Too early to have Netflix. Born too soon to have medicine.
Like, it's just unlucky. Bad. Yeah, like just a bad time. Like, you're riding horses.
Well, it's funny that you know they went over for Western expansion and stuff when the government was like subsidizing and like, hey, anyone that wants to go over there, we'll give you like a whole bunch of land for like nothing. That's happening right now in Italy.
Is it?
Yeah, there's this whole thing right now where they're offering like literally dollar houses to anyone that will come out and live in it.
You have to move into the city though, right? Like you actually have to like
move. But it's like, yeah, you have to one move and then you have to renovate the house within like 12 months. Like X amount or whatever and all this kind of stuff, but yeah, they're struggling, so there's like anybody, somebody, but like the last thing I want to do is pay a dollar to move across the country to do a fixer-upper, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And then yeah, I'm just not like a I'm sure there are some people out there that are like, wow, this is my moment. I'm that kind of adventurous person. Me, I'm like, that sounds miserable.
Like it's more like, wow, I can finally own property without having to be grossly successful in this disgusting economic whatever the fuck we're in.
BlackRock's like, bet $1, okay. But aside from that, I was gonna say, now that you have Albus, that's the second Albus I've seen in the past 24 hours.
Whoa, yeah.
Because I saw Fantastic Beasts and the Secrets of Dumbledore. Yeah.
I hope. Give me a spoiler free. Did you like it? Because I'm weird and I enjoy the Fantastic Beasts movies.
That's a hot take.
It is. It is a hot take.
I don't not dislike the Fantastic Beasts, but I'm also not like crazy about them. It like to me, it just when I'm there, it's hard to remember. Like, all right, this is Harry Potter, or like I'm kind of in there right now. But this one, no, it was good. It was okay. Like I watched that. I didn't have. Well, I'm gonna be honest. I don't even remember the second one. I just kind of like.
I mean,
I don't know. I can't remember anything.
The second
about
one did come out pre-pandemic, so.
But I mean, I remember the first one a little more. And I think it was just because the second one kind of happened. And I was like, this is not where I thought this was going.
Well, was it you that was saying that you feel like, what's his name, Newt Scamander or something? You feel like he is just us and it's kind of just like, hey, come on, like, come along on this crazy adventure that you don't really help with, but you have to come because you're the main character kind of thing.
Well, I guess it's a little bit better in that sense in this movie. And the movie wasn't bad. Like, I enjoyed watching it. It's just if you want to sit down and then you kind of think back, it's kind of clear. It's like it kind of felt like they didn't know where they were going during some of the movie. And then some of the parts. I don't think so. Or like it was roughly based off of something, the first one. But then part of this, I think, is just like rough exposition they had in the original Harry Potter books. I don't really know. It's pretty funny though, seeing them just in all the advertisements and beginning the movie stuff, just trying to skirt over J.K. Rowling. Just kind of like, I'm J.K. Rowling. And then
in a world made by J.K. Rowling.
Yeah. And the funny thing too is like the day before I went to go see Sonic, which was talking about that, but that had a trailer for Dumbledore. And the trailer was so bizarre because it's like a 2.5 minute trailer, but the first minute and a half to 2 minutes isn't even really a trailer. It's trying to pull on like, remember the magic of Harry Potter. And it's like showing all the clips of old Harry Potter films and like relive the experience and showing like Hogwarts. And so then they show clips of Hogwarts from this new movie. Spoilers, they're at Hogwarts for like 3 minutes. But like that trailer was the 3 minutes of footage they had for Hogwarts. Like,
nostalgia. What can we do to get people watch to come this. In?
Yeah. Because apparently they've had a 5-movie plan for Fantastic Beasts. Obviously, this is the third one. But they haven't even written the fourth. The performance of this will apparently determine whether or not they even go to make a fourth or fifth.
Really?
Yeah. So I think I thought
this was the last. Like, you don't normally you see trilogy is the last one. You don't see many movies go past three.
Well, I mean,
unless you're Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, that's very like what? you call it? So it's good. I like the characters, of course. I'll watch anything with Jude Law anyway. He did a really good job.
Handsome.
Yeah, it was just a good movie.
Was it better than Sonic?
Very different movies. It's hard to say.
Okay, so you didn't like Sonic.
Which one did you enjoy more?
I don't know, in kind of different ways. But I might have to give the edge to Sonic.
Okay.
I don't know, Sonic was just kind of fun. I don't know.
It wasn't like, did you like it? Oh, you saw it too, Blue.
I have also seen it. It's just, you know, when I go to a video game movie, I want proper fan service, and I want a movie that doesn't take itself too seriously.
Because
that's like the biggest downfall of video game movies. Like, oh, we're a serious movie. And it's like, your video game movie.
Like Uncharted. Like,
I mean, Uncharted was actually kind of fun too. So
I still have to see that one. But I think we also talked about how that one, though, has a way easier time because it's just.
Yeah.
Indiana
Jones.
It's
already set up. It's like, that's a slam dunk. If you mess that movie up.
People have been clamoring for that movie for like 14 years, so.
Well, once upon a time, you know, 14 years ago, whatever, we thought we'd get Nathan Fillion. Sad.
We got Tom Holland, who's probably like 8.
Yeah, which like, you know, good for him. But
great.
Man.
Fun movie. Fun movie.
But yeah, I left and I was like.
It's hard for me.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
I did get the ending thing spoiled for me, though. Some dickhead went out and tweeted, like, what like the secret like ending is, or like what they hint at, or you know, I'm not gonna say more because it'll ruin it.
Yeah, but okay. Like, hey, bro, why don't you have some respect for us, please?
Yeah,
nobody.
But that's sick. Like, and exactly it's like you fun. Said, Blue. Like, it's just you want a fun fanfare
fun movie.
It
was good fanfare. There were some pretty moments funny. Like I was genuinely like, yo, that shit was funny. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I'll be honest. The whole I mean, just saying this won't really make sense, but the whole wedding thing, original, like if you told me about that, I was like, that sounds stupid. That's probably the funniest part of the movie to me. It was good. And Jim Carrey was good. Possibly like, I guess the last movie we'll see of him. I don't know if he has others currently in production, but if he really is retiring or whatever.
Wait, what? He's not going to be Robotnik anymore?
Well, apparently it's a miracle he even came back for this. Because as I learned, apparently Jim Carrey doesn't do sequels.
Ace Ventura.
He's done them very rarely, but that's the thing is he's been in a lot of projects.
Now that I'm thinking about it, like that's...
He like, just... he doesn't like to come back.
Series of Unfortunate Events, that never came back.
Yeah, I guess... He has like his whole thing. I love those books. He has his whole thing or something, but...
The movies, though.
The movie was terrible.
But yeah, so I guess it was like a miracle they were able to get him back for this. And I think that's part of it is like, I don't think there's any possible way they could convince him for a third.
He's a great Robotnik, to be honest.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, which is unfortunate because I think he's like, I don't know, perfect for it. He's like corny enough and Jim Carrey enough to where it's like, yeah, like that's perfect for this movie and this like,
and it seems
not
like they're getting the Robotnik character more down. Like
it's just a good like movie interpretation of Robotnik. Like,
all right, I have a little side tangent here. Okay, if you could have any video game that like was made into like a movie franchise, but it succeeded and was great and was awesome, what would you choose? I'm over. I think my old answer was Halo, but I'm so over it now. Like I don't want to see it ever again. I'm gonna be weird. I would love an Assassin's Creed done correctly. Like I think that would be so cool, you know. And like you don't necessarily have to do the going inside the memories thing. You don't necessarily need to do that. Maybe just have them be assassins, just to follow an Assassin's Creed. You know, like, you don't have to necessarily try and do the memory thing. But I also understand how, what would you write for an Assassin's Creed movie? But if they could figure it out, I think that would be the one for me.
I mean, that'd be cool too, just at least for me, because there's so many different movies they do, because they all go back. So for me, it's perfect. It's like, oh, sweet, we got a pirate movie. Oh, yeah. Now it's Vikings. Now it's ancient Rome.
And it's
now
always like, oh, Henry Cavill is like the assassin for this like one. Or like, oh my God, they got Fassbender for this one. They got him back. But now I feel they'll never touch Assassin's Creed after the last. Let me see what Assassin's Creed did in box office.
I think a lot of people are hesitant to touch video games right now.
Even with like the success of Sonic and stuff?
Well, Sonic's been the outlier. Well, and
yeah, Pikachu, Detective Pikachu and Sonic are like, you know, those are not common good video.
Literally, and before I mean, that, it was a track record of just.
I mean, hey, Assassin's Creed did $240 million box office with a budget of $125. Probably. Let me see.
The most important thing is like the video game audience, and like I feel like they really have lost. That's why there's loyalty to like Pokemon and Sonic, is because like they did it good. So like you have a base audience that wants to watch those movies.
So Assassin's Creed domestically grossed $54 million. So they're $170 million in the hole. But hey,
I'm sure China
international.
Was most of it.
Thank you, international. $186 million. That's insane.
Yeah. Well, that's why people try so hard, and like why people will censor and change so much stuff in movies to get into China, because China do be where the money is. If you can get something to pop off in China, you're just like that. Like your movie can flop everywhere else, but you're going to make your money back as long as you can get it in China.
That's so crazy. I thought like for sure it was going to be in the hole, like, but to make double with that terrible of a movie.
But I don't think we'll see something. If it is an Assassin's Creed, I don't think it'll be the same people who did that or like built off of that. I just don't think that's enough.
I think a series would do Assassin's Creed better, but I still think a movie would suck.
I mean, I think I talked about it. I'm kind of now in the same boat where I now most stories I like to see played out over a TV series. Absolutely. If possible.
Yeah.
It's just better. It gives it more space. Sometimes the pacing can be a little slow, but like at least like I actually get like a full story.
Like, do you guys want Dune in a series form, or do you like it in movie
Dune
form?
Dune your mom.
Nice.
Sheesh.
No, I feel like the movie format's actually pretty good for it. Especially it did pretty well. Dune was pretty good. You know, so like
I think it's just
enjoyed it.
I mean, there are a lot of movies that I think work better as movies, and then same that would work better as shows. I think the ones I know that, yeah, the part about Dune is they managed to do a really good job separating it, and also thankfully split it into two, because then I think the value of splitting it was that first was able, kind of like that, like maybe not every movie needs to be a show. Yeah. But sometimes you need more than one movie. And in this case, giving Dune two movies was, I think, the and I think, you know, everyone's like, oh, Dune 1 was slow. What the heck, man? Yeah, because you got to set everything up. And not everything's just, you know, Marvel. So, yeah, I think go either way. But I think where I am now in my entertainment consuming life is preferring shows, but which,
and I feel like that's changed. Like I used to be movies like back in high school probably.
Well, and I think part of that too though is also the increase in TV production shows. Like back during high school, Game of Thrones was just kind of coming out, and HBO was really the only people that did those kind of like big budget shows. But now we have studios greenlighting these things all over the place. And I think that's part of it. Because like once I saw what it looked like to have a good show like that play out, I'm like, wow, like if this can be translated to so many other topics and shows and
yeah.
But as far as the game I would like to see, I think I'd that's a good question.
Ghost of Tsushima?
Ghost of Sushi.
Well, they are doing that.
They are.
Yeah, they already. I thought we talked about this.
I had no idea.
Yeah, they greenlit the
really
movie. I'm pretty sure it's a movie.
I must have forgotten about it.
So I'm excited about that. And that's when everyone was, because I think we talked about it, and I was like, if they don't get the guy who played Jin Sakai to come back and play Jin Sakai, it's
why
he already acted it, he voice acted it, you modeled him after it. Come on, he's got it.
I forgot how great that game was until like I said that.
Off the top of my head, I would say BioShock.
Ooh. Oh my god, BioShock would be a great fucking.
I've never played it, but like I've watched like story and lore.
One,
and stuff
two,
like that.
Infinite, all of them.
Could they fit in like a movie like form?
I think so. Yeah.
BioShock would be pretty cool. I feel like that's one a lot of people have been like clamoring for.
Well, and yeah, I don't know why they don't.
Is
do
Infinite
it.
Before BioShock? Like, is Infinite a prequel to BioShock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, kind of. It's you play it. I can't say much without spoiling it, but you kind of figure out at the end. I guess best way, like, time isn't exactly. There isn't just like everything's in a straight order. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
You got weird, you know, I'm time like lines. Matthew McConaughey putting a pencil through paper kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, well, black hole. And it's like, whatever, dude. I don't understand what you're saying.
But I'm yeah. going the hole.
Yeah. There's
what about you, Blue?
Top of my head.
I'm still standing in Metal Gear Solid series. Like, okay. Waiting for it.
I've never been into Metal Gear, so it would be really cool to, like, I feel like Metal Gear would need a show, though. Like, more so
a
series than a...
needs a TV series. A movie would...
It's like, now I'm thinking about it.
Like, seven movies.
Yeah, because now I'm thinking about Assassin's Creed. Unless you did it, like, following the assassins or something like that, rather than the memory thing. Like, if you want to go the memory path, it has to be a series. Like, if...
Yeah, but I think if they go about it the right way, I feel like that's part is, like... It can be... Assassin's Creed, but that's like the beauty of it is every movie is self-contained. And then if for whatever reason they're like, man, this one did really well, we want Black Flag 2 or whatever, then they can make up some excuse like, well, this one's getting an actual sequel. But yeah, I think they could get away with that.
I feel like, see it though.
Yeah, we might have seen something like that had
it done well.
Yeah, and it didn't do well, just because it wasn't that good.
Domestically
movie.
Done well.
It was made well.
You know another video game movie I forgot that came out? Tomb Raider. I never saw it.
I mean, Tomb Raider is so... At this point, Tomb Raider is like not just a game or a movie. Like, it's just a franchise people like.
And I saw the movie, and to be fair, it just felt like Indiana Jones, but protagonist is female.
Yeah, just what it didn't feel like. I don't know how those games feel, though. You know, Tomb Raider.
But, like...
Just Raiding Tombs, I guess. You know?
If I didn't know it was based off a video game, I would be like, oh, it's just... That was just an exploration...
National Treasure type of movie.
Right. I don't think that's a bad thing. And I think that's why it's easier to succeed. Just because it...
I mean, it failed domestically here. But, hey, thank you, China.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just... I feel like some companies are like, yo, brand name alone, slam dunk. But I feel like nowadays, if you're a video game movie, you have even more going against you now because there's this stigma where it's like, ooh, Tomb Raider.
You'd rather have an original than like, so like original idea rather than like, hey, we'll give you the Assassin's Creed franchise.
I mean, I'm usually always more about original IPs, but there's like three of those past like decade that are like in theaters. It's just not the way. Cause like, even if you look, 90% of movies either come from other media, like video games, 90% of them are books. None of them are original content. So you get some occasionally, and I always enjoy those. But if, you know, somebody supporting Assassin's Creed means suddenly I get an influx of all these, you know, previous Civilization movies, okay. That's fine with me.
You would think the first one would be Italy, right? Like, just to kind of...
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, which one would do the best?
Or like, I feel like they could also just...
I think the Civil War one may do the best, you know, with... I think his name was Ethan, or... I forgot.
But I think if they just...
Badass.
If you just look, like, okay, pull some people, look at statistics, what's, like, a hot thing? Like, so right now, maybe it's, like, medieval. I don't know. So they're like, oh, people are liking like fantasy medieval. Okay, well, throw Assassin's Creed. Or it's like, you know, studies are showing or whatever, people, there's an audience that's missing like Pirates of the Caribbean. Maybe we started off with, this is it though. They got like a little bit of everything.
Pardon your regularly scheduled podcast listening for this short ad break.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, Assassin's Creed, quit fucking around. We know Assassin's Creed listens to the podcast.
They're like, so. Bet, and then we get the Halo show. So, which I haven't.
Hey, can I tell you?
I haven't watched the third or fourth episode, but I'm scared.
I have no desire.
I will, but I'm scared.
No desire. And you know what show's kind of losing me too? Moon Knight.
I haven't seen the newer stuff.
Did you watch the third episode?
I've watched them. Yeah, we've watched them. I've watched them all. I think there's four out now. Oh, no, third. Yeah, this was the third one. Yeah, I did.
Was the third not good?
I would say it pays off third episode.
It's like, I don't know. It's like, I think what Blue said, I think I'm just stuck in this, like, bad guy's situation. I don't know. I just found it, like, I don't know. I do like the bird guy, though. The
bird guy is nice. He's so cool.
Yeah, bird skeleton, sick. Like, I'm all about that. And like Oscar Isaac, his performance is still amazing. Like, there's no denying that. There's like one moment he goes from like his normal self, and then the British voice. Like, it was really impressive.
We stand Oscar Isaac.
But yeah, I just don't know if I'm getting in this lull of Marvel tropes that I think I see a lot in Moon Knight.
Well, the good news is 3 weeks-ish. Like 3 weeks. We got maybe like a month. Multiverse of Madness.
Can't wait.
I'm excited for that one.
When does that come out? Multiverse.
I think it's May 13th or something. It might even be May 6th. May 6th.
May 6th. Even a little sooner.
But yeah, Fantastic Beasts and Sonic 2. I enjoyed them. Fantastic Beasts. I enjoyed, but if I break it down and think about it, maybe not as much. But I will say, I felt like the action was pretty up there for like a Harry Potter movie. I think they did a pretty good job with that.
Because like the action, it's pretty hard to, you know. Right.
Well, that's why like
for audio listeners, I wanted
when PlayStation did the state of play for that new Harry Potter game. I agree. Like, everything looked really cool except for kind of combat. Combat kind of looked meh, but that's just because. Like, they're kind of going off movies, and like Harry Potter, yeah, like combat is just standing still.
This
and
is
like,
the Elder One, so just so you know, I don't fuck around.
It's either, yeah, just like push and pull of a beam, or just kind of like, so like, how do you make that interesting? I think they did a pretty good job. Jeez, dude. Hey, whoa.
They do that?
Something like that.
This is the Elder Wand too. So like, this is the wand. So.
Wow. I can't believe.
Yeah.
He just left.
Yeah, but that. If you have that weird like hole like dystopia thing, you're not gonna like it. I forget what it's called. My stepmom has it. Where like little holes or something like that. Like a lot.
Oh, trypophobia.
Yeah, like a lot of little holes for whatever reason like makes people freak out. Like my stepmom would not be able to like look at this or hold this because it would like make her nauseous and sick.
They just couldn't be wizards, dude. They're not cut out. Unbelievable.
This is Albus's wand, though. I need to go give it to him.
But that's kind of what got me thinking, though. It's like they're like, well, we don't know how this third movie's gonna do, and if we can make a fourth or fifth, which is so hard for me to like. How did you not slam dunk that? More Harry Potter. I feel like that's kind of the same way with like Star Wars. Like, how did you guys not just like
kill it?
Yeah,
it's so easy. Just read some fan fiction, and you got it.
But just like so weird. It's like you would have thought that they could have done just about anything, but apparently not. So yeah.
I mean, is there anything else we want? Oh, I did want to touch on this. Halo is still dead. The show sucks.
Bro, the show is so bad.
The show sucks.
I tried to give it a chance.
Oh, you watched 3 and 4, Blue?
I kept watching it, and it's I'm like, where's this going? What are we doing?
Good for you.
You're stronger
than
I am.
What's the plan here?
Yeah, I need to catch up on it.
Did you see the new season of Halo, what they announced and stuff?
Yeah.
Two new maps.
We talked about this last episode.
Lone Wolves. But now, I see it.
Oh,
get the fuck out of here. Like, get out of here. Like,
well, there is, the whole thing that, Steam, or, on Steam right now, Master Chief Collection is more than Infinite.
And, that's another thing. How did you screw that up? Like, that's another one. How did you possibly screw that?
If we want to list it, I can actually.
There's a lot of things they did to screw it up.
They managed. It's bizarre.
Oh, yeah, and they get Lone Wolves this year. Woo!
Free for all, baby.
Except you're going to be queuing into the same people every time.
Which has me worried. I was talking about somebody with Overwatch 2. We'll find out soon because the PvP beta is now 2 weeks away. But it's more so when the game launches. They say they've learned and they're like, oh, we know we need to be a live service game and how we're going to service it. Well, here's example A of not what to do.
I think I know what you're going to say.
Well, it's Halo Infinite. What do you mean?
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about what you saw today. Or you kind of tweeted it today about the hero.
Oh, well, yeah. That's not the live service.
If one hero
part.
Comes out, like.
For Overwatch 2, bro?
Yeah, if one hero is the only new hero when Overwatch 2 ships, get the fuck out of here.
Because they did a little trailer for Sojourn, and then the next day they showed gameplay and stuff, and detailed abilities. And then they did a tweet with all the things, and the tweet was just number 33, which is the 33rd hero. Cool. We should be in the 40s or something. Don't tell me Overwatch 2 releases, and they're like, surprise, there's also a 34th. I would hope so. And
yeah,
more.
It's like, oh my god, I wouldn't be like, oh my god, wow. Like Overwatch players, Stockholm Syndrome galore, right? They'd be like, oh my god, I can't believe I'm watching the 34th player. This is nuts.
Yeah,
but
guys.
Everyone else is like, so you could have surprised us with a 35th and I might have been all right, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, you could put instead of number 33, put 37 or something. So we know oh my god, there's four or five new characters that are going to come in Overwatch 2.
Well, and the bizarre thing is that still, I think, puts them behind if they would have just kept up the cadence they had before in Overwatch 1.
But, if they launch Overwatch 2, literally been years since they've actually had any content, and you have one new hero.
And I think their excuse is going to be, because we changed to 5v5 and one tank, we had to change every hero.
Yeah, shut up. Shut up.
That is going to be, I
shut
think,
up, bro.
Is
I hate,
what the
I hate bringing up FF,
is.
But they just released a whole new fucking massive expansion the size of fucking Elden Ring, how much hours I put into it. They have a new PvP mode several months after that revamps the entire PvP system. They have an entire raid. Don't tell me you can't make this content, bro.
And I mean, I'm not judging the game because it hasn't happened yet. I'm just setting my expectations and what most people should set their expectations for a game that we've waited for years, that they decided to make a sequel, which in the first place didn't make much sense. And now it kind of seems like they're like, yeah, we don't know why. So we're just releasing PvP early. So we're just, when it comes out, it should just feel like, oh yeah, this is a sequel. Not like, oh, here's Sojourn,
yeah,
which you mentioned in Overwatch 1 or something. Like,
and Reinhardt, you know, you who you've been playing for 5 years, you know, you can play your same tank that you've been. It's just like, I, in my opinion, I think there should have been a new character for every role, and even that is not enough. You know, like even that is like the bare minimum.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That would be the bare minimum.
Or three.
That on
tank,
a tank support, DPS support. DPS. Yeah, I guess. Oh, maybe three. That launch, like, just to make, I don't know, the game feel like a new game? I don't know, and I don't even know if three champs would do that.
I know, like, a lot of them are getting some reworks and stuff, but again, that also should have been a completely different team. Like, I don't know. We'll see, but it's just, like, as much as you also, like, hate on Paladins, bro, Paladins, like, tripled Overwatch's,
We'll have to have Ruben on.
Roster in, like, a year and a half.
We'll have to have Ruben on when Overwatch 2 drops. We'll have
I'm excited for it and I'm going to give it a shot. It's just I'm also not going to be like blinded to the fact that like, oh, it's finally here and not like, hey, we've been
shipping
with
all the game servers and all that kind of stuff. Like that's all coming, right? Like it's not just how Overwatch 1 shipped, you know what I mean? Like it should have all those other things that Overwatch 1 has.
If it doesn't ship with like comp or something?
Yeah, like well, not even comp, but just like the game servers where you can go in there and play Anna Paintball or shit like that, you know? Like just kind of life, like game life stuff.
So yeah, it sounds all negative and we haven't even played it yet. And that's true, and that's why I'm saying I'm just hoping it's not like this. And currently, you know, my hopes aren't too high.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's just like Overwatch 1 people who are stronger than I, like Ruben, who have continued to play. If you just hadn't done the sequel thing, which still doesn't make sense to me, because if you wanted to do this PvE thing, that could have been a whole separate thing.
Nobody can tell me differently that Overwatch 2 was announced because of the whole China thing. Like, what was going on with that?
Like, I mean, 100% was. The fact that they released a trailer for it and then it didn't come out till 3 years later, right? So it's like...
I mean, that for a fact was, like, going to just be a movie.
That was absolutely...
Like, just like a little, like, episode thing that they do. And then they just slapped Overwatch 2 at the end of it and just went, all right, that'll shut them up.
Which was funny, actually. There was some drama, though, when Sojourn was revealed because they released, like, the cinematic. It was just kind of like some art trailer, though, for Sojourn before gameplay. And not even an hour before they had done that, there were all these news articles coming out about this lawyer and some governor or something having to step down because he was, like, trying to protect and dismiss something in favor of Activision and these, like, scandals and stuff. And so people...
Newsom?
Do what?
It would have to be Gavin Newsom, though, if it was in California.
Oh, I mean, I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I don't know the specifics, but it was something like that.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
It is.
So, yeah, he stepped down, and then that was about 40 minutes before they revealed this trailer. And so everyone joked when they first saw it, without even hearing about the news, like, what did Blizzard do this time? And then something actually had happened, which is ironic. Hilarious. But what I think some people fail to also realize, though, is something like that doesn't happen in 40 minutes or something. Like, that was already planned.
Activision board member donated $100,000 to Newsom's anti-recall campaign.
I mean, for me, right? Like,
it was purely coincidental.
I think it's always morally reasonable to question Blizzard, right? But in this situation, like, I mean, I don't believe that at all, that this was like a stunt, like a hero reveal, a whole like briefing on a new game. That takes a lot more than like, hey, we have this in the back burner. Let's
put this just in case.
Right. All the translations and stuff. Like, so I think this one, that one was just terrible timing on
yeah,
unlike the Overwatch team's part where they're like, great.
But when so does this game come out? There's no release date, no?
No, we won't know. Closed beta is, I think, like the 28th or something of April.
Do you think we're going to get a Halo type of thing where this game ships just PvP and they don't have PvE yet available type of thing?
No, that's what they said during the announcement. Yeah. That we, where you been?
I just missed that, I guess. That's so cringe.
Well, that's why they said, like, we know people are waiting and we realize, like, it doesn't make sense that you should be waiting for PvP for PvE to finish. So they're like, we're just going to release the PvP version, I think, probably sometime the end of this year, while PvE won't come until like next year.
Sure, I get it. But now we're going to get, hey guys, the next expansion for Overwatch 2 is the PvE that we just promised that would be in the game. And now you get it. Or I hate that. That's
well,
so
the
as a Destiny 2 streamer, I need PvE in my video games to play them. Like, if a game doesn't have PvE factor in it, I can't play it.
So many people don't get that, but.
Yeah, it's a seven people joke.
A deep fried inside joke. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that the PvP part, as long as you have Overwatch 1, it's a free upgrade. So you're not paying for that yet until you want the PvE. But I think that should be the same thing. Like, and I'm pretty sure it is. A PvE thing happening won't be at the expense of PvP because those should be two completely different teams.
Yeah.
So. Like, this is all just hypotheticals, and until we actually play it and see how their vision is going to play out, we won't know. I'm hopeful, but also at the same time, a little hesitant. Did they learn from their mistakes? Will they not only learn from them, but also meet and surpass expectations?
Find out next time on Overwatch 3. Yeah.
Hey.
2020, 2030. See you guys in 2030 for Overwatch Con.
Ruben will be middle-aged by then. Like, gosh.
No, that's the depressing part. He won't even... He'll be our age.
No, Sag. What are you trying to say?
Ruben's what? 2019?
I think he's a...
Yeah. Yeah,
he's
8
turning
years from
21
now. Guess what age he's going to be?
He's 20?
Yeah, guess what? Guess what? 8 years
oh my
from now?
Lord.
What age are we, boys?
Yeah, we're about to be
coming up on the 27s, 28s, huh, boys?
No, I mean, I'm 27. Yeah.
Yeah, we're coming up on the 28, boys. Yeah. So
coming up on 30, dog.
Oh my god.
That's like where I like. But like, I don't know. Like 30 doesn't seem that old to me anymore. Like,
I'll
it
be
used
honest,
to...
my 20s were miserable. All right. Especially for millennials, 20s suck cock. I feel like 30s is where you're like, I finally have some stability.
See, I feel like we're going into the shitty time when we hit
100. I mean, okay, I don't know about that, but I will like I've like yeah like our
well,
country
like,
wise yeah absolutely
like, where
what
I'm
a mess
like, I can't just go buy a house for $20 like you could in
yeah,
the 1950s.
But like me, like, you know, I'm feeling pretty good going entering close to my 30s.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about it. I think the only thing that for me I'm worried about is deciding like if Claire and I want to have a family. There is kind of a timer on that.
Oh god.
Yeah, there is. Like that's what Sydney told me. Like we were talking about it a little bit and we're planning on like 30. Like that's kind of about 2.5 years now. We said we want to experience our 20s. We want to have fun in our 20s. You know, we want to, you know, not have a kid in our 20s like our parents did. But that means you got to start like right at 30. So
yeah, a kid in your 20s now is like, damn, that's going to suck. Whereas like a kid in your 20s back in like 1980 and 1990s
like that,
hey,
you're
four for $2. Do you want to buy a house for $2?
Yeah. So catch me like 2025, 2026. About
well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
We're not sure if we even want one yet. That's part of it. But so yeah. Really in my life, that's like the only thing that
it's just kind
age
of
really factors into it.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'll keep vibing, enjoying. Hopefully, I'm not even much of a traveler, but man, I'd like to leave and do something here next couple. Like
I'm going to GCX here. That going to GCX will be my first time in an airplane in 3 years.
I guess I should say outside of the United States.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Like the Japan trip has been on hold now for like three years.
See, in 10 years, dude. Good luck. And even now, Japan.
Yeah, Claire's like, oh, well, maybe we can start. And I was like, I'm pretty sure Japan. And they still have said no visitors. And this was like a week ago. No visitors. We have no date when we think we'll allow.
Get the fuck out.
Vacation. Yeah. Like,
stay out.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try fume.com/GG.
Is
PewDiePie still like on a wait list to like move there? I know he's been on a wait list for like 7 years.
Yeah. If he's still doing it, I'm assuming he's probably still on the wait list.
7 years. But whenever the pandemic started.
Feels like 7 years, who knows?
Yeah, it does. But yeah, the GCX will be like my first like actual good travel in God knows how long. Going to Nebraska was actually the first time I was in a different state in 3 years.
I am starting though, and I think I kind of briefly mentioned in DMs that I'll look into try and make Fruit Summit finally happen.
Yes!
Which this should be like the fifth Fruit Summit, right? Now, but it'll be the
at
second,
least the third minimum.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So now maybe the second. So we'll see. Yeah, that'll be cool.
I'm so
too.
Excited.
Seeing the buds.
All right, we're gonna bring
and we'll have some new additions as well, which will be cool. Like,
yeah,
I saw Joey and Ruben.
Yeah, can we get? Are we gonna get in trouble if Ruben comes here? I don't know.
We'll let Joey come for the meet and greet. He can get his shirt signed. You know, like.
No, that's the weird. It's like, I think I need to ask Ruben because I don't even know.
He reacted to it, I believe.
Well, I know, but like, I don't know if he'll even be 21 by the time.
Oh, yeah,
because
we fucking party so hard at Fruit Summit.
Well, no, but there might be like, I don't even think about him anymore, but sometimes there are places where it's like, you need to be 21 and up or something.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And like, that,
I mean,
no longer.
Ruben's 20?
I think he turns 21 this year.
He's a very mature looking 20 year old.
He doesn't look 20 for sure.
That dude looks
like, I thought he was like 24, 25.
The dude looks our age.
But then you gotta, in order to play video games like he does, dude, you gotta have that young.
Playing Overwatch that long, man, it'll age.
Yeah, you gotta be in your 19s or 20s.
It's like going into office. You know, ages your real same thing. Playing Overwatch 1 still daily. Yeah, that'll.
Yeah.
That'll age.
We did it with Des 1. We did it in our 20s.
Yeah, but not even the same way. We didn't have to
Definitely
experience
not the same way.
It would be like imagine House of Wolves came out in Destiny 1, and then we waited almost 3 years for Destiny 2 to come out, and in between that, nothing happened. But we're still playing Destiny 2 or Destiny 1 daily. So shout out, you know.
It's true. That it would be like the very last expansion of Destiny 1 coming out, and then just nothing.
There's nothing. No maps.
And
no
still
heroes. I mean, I wish I liked a game that much.
I do really too. Me too. Anything else we want to touch on before we go to questions? Kind of a catalog here. All right. My phone's also at 3%, so we're also on a 3% timer. Let me go to Q&A here in the Patreon. I'm trying to remember what our last question was. Okay, I think I actually have it. April 10th. Okay, yeah, so it is April 10th. Okay. Noah is a gamer. My question is for Rob, and it's a less of a question, more so of a pure hype. Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about this at all. Kingdom Hearts effing 4, baby.
Oh.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
It looks insane graphically. And then it says, edit, I do actually have a question for Fruit. Could you explain some of the method you're trying out with the new channel? I see that you occasionally change the titles. Was wondering the reason behind that.
You know, what the fudge? Algorithm will pick up. Change the titles is just a matter of trying to see which ones get the most click-through rates and engagement. That's pretty much it.
In terms of Kingdom Hearts 4, I mean, I don't know, dude. Like, is it cool? Sure. But, like, I don't know, man. Like, I played Kingdom Hearts because I like Disney. Like, that was the whole point of playing it. And then playing it going, dang, the combat in this is awesome. Like, the story is, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but I'm going to pretend like I know what's going on.
It's there. It's
and cool. Then, like, Kingdom Hearts 4 just looks, like, even more so of a what the fuck is this kind. But, like, it looks cool. Like, but, like, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know if I love it. I don't know if I hate it. I'm kind of in between. Like, part of me hates how Sora looks now, but part of me also likes it. And it's like, dude, grow the fuck up. Like, it can't just look like Kingdom Hearts 2 forever. Like, you got to adapt to the times and stuff. Like, it has to graphically look good. And now that it's like he's in the real world, it's like, how did that happen? Or, like, we don't know if it's the real world, but it looks like Japan. Like somebody doxed Sora and was like, I found these apartments in this city in, like, Tokyo. It was crazy. It was like they doxed Sora. But, yeah, I don't know. My Kingdom Hearts fandom is kind of meh right now. The counselor says, if someone broke in through your window to rob you and ended up stabbing you with a shard of glass from the same window, what would be your last thoughts or words as you lay down bleeding out waiting to die? Wow. Okay.
Finally.
This is the counselor, by the way. He's the one that asks the very crazy questions. I don't know, probably my family and my cats in Sydney. Probably Sydney first and then my cats. And then my boys?
Yeah,
I don't know.
The thing about rigor mortis. I'm going to think about, like, when I have rigor mortis, like, how much am I going to poop? Like, what did I eat last? Because that's what they're going to have to deal with, you know? They're going to come get my dead body and I'm like, Jesus. That man had Chipotle. You know what I'm saying?
That is, like, a thing, right? Like, that really is real. That everybody rigor poops themselves.
Yeah. For the most part. Yeah. It also depends on, you know, what's in your body and stuff, but.
What about you, Blue? What are the in this pretty dark ass question?
Hell yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
No, I'd probably be like, with my last words, I'd be like, erase my R34 history to someone. I don't know who.
Look at
that,
Boomy.
Boomy.
I'd put it to rest. I'd be like, just tell everyone, it's GIF.
Okay, bro.
Pineapple belongs on pizza.
It's pee pee poo poo, not poo poo pee pee.
Halcyonic says, would you rather plant your foot in a fire ant hill for 1 minute or have a centipede crawl up and down your back for 1 minute?
Fuck both of those. I'm good.
I guess I'll do the centipede because I'm not getting hurt in the...
Wait, did they specify what kind of ants?
Yeah, it says fire ants.
Oh, fire ant centipede, absolutely.
Yeah. Zoes says, have you guys watched Markiplier's new YouTube show, In the Space with Markiplier? It's really funny and interesting, and I'm sure you guys will love it. You want to decide what you get to decide what happens, and there's always new routes to take, and you finish the story and want to gain or want to go again with new decisions. So it's like a pick your own adventure YouTube style. That's interesting.
I remember, I don't know why this reminded me, way back in the day. During Call of Duty commentaries, T. Martin did this random series, and it was like T. Martin tips and tricks. And so the video would be like, all right, so you've got a TAR 21, and you're coming down, and you see your friend's dead, and you turn the corner, and guy's got a FAMAS up here. What do you do? And it would be like, pause, like, go left and flank, go forward and then go right, and then you would click and it'd be like,
and you're dead, stupid. What was that called? Like, it was like an overlay kind of thing,
the little square,
be like, click here, yeah.
And that would be it. And so, like, two of them, you'd be like, okay,
those
best
aren't a
play.
Thing anymore, are they?
No, best play is like, go left, and then it would take you to a video and be like, you're dead, stupid. Like, no, what you should have done is like, you do this, this is the problem. I don't know why it reminded me of that, but. I remember back in the day thinking
that's
like
just like that.
Yeah, I was thinking like, oh, that was cool. The videos were pretty useless, but like it was a cool
thing. Yeah. I'm assuming it was an unlisted video that if you picked the one that died. Yeah.
So to answer your question, though, no, I haven't.
Yeah, I have not. Blue, have you watched it?
I have not.
I've never been a big Markiplier guy though. I've never been a Markiplier fan.
I like him.
Well, no, I'm not saying I don't like the guy. I just never.
No, well, I mean, like, I watched some of his content back in the day. Appreciate what he did.
Addy says, if you could be the best chef in the world at one specific cuisine of food, what would you pick?
Mexican food.
God, that's a good question.
It's an easy question for me. But,
yeah. You
know, fucking. Eat that shit every day, baby.
As I'm thinking, like, Mexican, but then I love Italian. Like, and if you could make, like, good Italian.
I'm making the spaghetti.
And, like, because I don't like French cuisine. French cuisines are, like, too, like, vegetable-y and I don't know. And too small. Small portions.
Either Italian or probably Indian.
I'd
save a lot of money if I could cook my own Indian.
Yeah. You've been ordering a lot of Indian food?
No, it's just whenever you do it, it's an arm and a leg, you know?
Oh, I've never had Indian food, ever.
It's worth the arm and the legs.
I'd probably choose Italian, but the fun part of me wants to choose Japanese, but I will choose the boring one.
Yeah, but we Italian. Hate fun, Rob. Get them out of here.
Yeah. Well, I just like, Italian would be great because then I can make sushi and stuff, but I'm not a big fish person, and I feel like Japanese cuisines is a lot of fish. So, just not a big fish guy, and especially uncooked fish. It has to be like very specific kind of sushi that I eat.
I want sushi.
Mark Rissay asks, if space travel becomes affordable in our lifetime, would you take a cruise type trip?
Hell no.
Nah. Yeah. But I do want to. You would?
Yeah.
$10,000. They say you get to go to space.
$10,000 like, a ticket? Down.
Yeah, like you take it and they'll take you back down $10,000.
Oh, well, just like up and down?
Well, whatever into space. Like take you what space.
Well, I mean, they said like imagine a cruise here, but in space. I'm down for that.
Space travel. Not space. Oh, cruise type trip. Okay, so it is a cruise type trip. So something like The Fifth Element.
I'm down, yeah. $10,000 for that too? Yeah. I'd do it.
$10,000 to go to space cruise?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do
it. Now, I wouldn't be like, so I wouldn't be the Titanic voyage.
How do you get there?
What do you mean how you get there? You board it?
So the ship takes off. So you're saying a giant ship is taking off with all the people boarded onto it. You're not boarding a smaller plane onto the cruise. You know what I mean?
Right.
No. Like,
I'm assuming just take off.
You're assuming that, okay, you're assuming it's just an easy kind of.
But I'm going to wait until a lot of people have done it and it's safe.
Don't die.
Right. Like, I ain't going to be like, I want to be on the Titanic. You know, like, I'm good. I'll be forgettable 276th voyage.
I did see it was like 100 and something years since the Titanic sank yesterday. So we're thinking about you, Titanic.
Rip.
Slobosaurus, Leo. Says, hey, studs, I hope you're doing well. Down to business. With Daniel Craig no longer being James Bond, who do you think should be the next person
Idris
to take
Elba,
the mantle?
Baby.
Yeah, I've always been in that camp.
Idris would be great. I would love Idris.
But isn't I think part of it too is, isn't the creator of James Bond like super racist?
I think there's something that like James Bond's not supposed to be.
It's something like that. Yeah.
Some stupid bullshit. James, I'm gonna put in potential. I'm just trying to think because like, but he's the first one that comes to mind. Tom Hardy, Henry Cavill. But I feel like we see Henry in a lot of things. So like, I
wouldn't mind more Henry. But I think, when I think James Bond, kind of suave.
Yeah.
Mature. I'm
with you, dude. Sexy. Right. Like,
Idris Elba. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, he made Knuckles sexy. Did he? Was Knuckles sexy?
Super sexy.
And there you go. Yeah. Idris
Elba. Call me a furry. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, there's got to be.
I just took Idris Elba. Don't. I don't want to.
The
don't
Rule
give
34
anyone
Sonic fans got to be just in heaven at the moment. When Rouge the Bat at one point ever comes into this series, the Rule 34s are going to go insane. Get Joey and get him out of here. Z-Train. Or no, Sammy. My bad. Sammy would be going crazy. Z-Train says, okay, Blue, I need to know. What Yu-Gi-Oh deck did you play IRL? Do you play at locals? And what do you think about the current meta? Or is your play and chill?
I used to play at locals, but then I don't know. It got very tiring. Like, the game got very expensive for like meta decks. And well, so,
how much was a meta deck when you were playing? Would you say like average?
Homie, you could easily spend on like a fully meta deck, like the meta deck.
Yeah,
you could spend close to like 500.
Damn, that's crazy.
And then, and like, depending on like the rarity, like, you could spend upwards of I want to say like 1,000.
Can you not do the thing where you just play like a blank, like a pseudo card? Like, I think Chris Rock
could
do that in Pokemon. Yeah,
they won't let you in, not in official.
Oh, tournament. Not in like a tournament type of play. But if
that's
you're playing
how
for fun,
I practiced. Yeah.
Okay. What was a meta deck back then, Blue?
Back then you had like Dragoonity was probably like big back then. Obviously that's like, oh, but boomer back in the day cafe. But yeah, like Dragoonity was like the hot shit. Six Sams were like just getting out of meta. You had like, and then when I came back and started playing a little bit, you had like Spirals.
Is Six Samurai? Third. Is that Six Samurai? The you were just saying Six Sam or whatever.
Yeah, Six Samurai.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's fun, but I don't think I'd ever go back. The deck I played, because I didn't want to spend a fucking ridiculous amount of money. I was really big on Watt decks because they were really good. They were low key really good, and like you could like they could fuck around meta decks a lot, and then. I would play some type of evil tile deck, which was really good. You had like, that was back where like when XCs were out, and you had like evil Czar Lagia, which was like insane.
I always like off-brand Lugia.
I always thought Yu-Gi-Oh. Oh, go ahead.
No, that's pretty much it.
I thought Yu-Gi-Oh had the coolest like battle mechanic kind of thing, like on the show wise.
It's
like, I always thought that was so cool.
Makes great TV. Gameplay wise,
appreciate you.
Yu-Gi-Oh is
when the text is like, you know, that's when it's just ridiculous.
Yu-Gi-Oh is like the ultimate Stockholm syndrome, right? Like when it's fun, it's really fun, but 99% of the time, it's dog shit. And that's for like every era of Yu-Gi-Oh, not just the one of them. Like, so I love Rush Duel so much. Rush Duel's great. Whenever that comes to TCG, I'm putting a lot of money into it.
Carson says, definitely more of a Rob or Blue question. Weed related question, but do you ever smoke carts? I've heard many studies about them being worse for you, and I'm curious about your opinion as an enjoyer of the booth. I'm sure like you could find something about these little things. These are AeroPod Pros. These aren't like, I don't smoke nicotine or anything like that. These are AeroPod Pros. I'm sure you could look it up and you'll find something about it. I'm going to die at some point in my fucking life. I'm going to enjoy my time while I'm here. You know, everybody has a vice. Mine just happens to be some cartridges while I do it. And if that, you know, I could be drinking alcohol every day that is legitimately destroying my body. And if this just does it slower in a weirder way, sure, fuck it. I don't care.
Let them know.
It's your body.
And then Christian, for Fruit, I know you said you watched Christopher Nolan's Tenet, but you never really gave your thoughts on it. It's my fave movie, and I would love to know. Be spoiler here, I feel, at this point, if you haven't seen Tenet.
It's really shit about it's a Nolan movie, so like, what is there to spoil? You could know that and watch it, and it still doesn't make any sense, which is what I like. I don't think there was quite as spoilery as like Inception. Like, you could kind of ruin that for people. No, I liked it. Claire didn't, but she doesn't like any of those kind of movies. She doesn't like a movie where you leave and you go, what?
Or Looper? Like, she didn't like Looper?
I don't think she's seen Looper.
You should watch that with her. I bet she'd like that.
It's the movie I've seen the most in theater. I saw that like 5 times when it came out.
And she hasn't seen
that
it.
Movie. No, that's she hasn't.
Interesting. I guess because you've watched it 5 times, you don't rewatch it.
Right.
So, makes sense.
And that's why I rarely rewatch it. And at this point, too, it's like watching it 5 times means it's like ingrained. What do I need to? I have a feeling. I don't know how she'll like that one. But I really liked it. It wasn't my favorite Nolan movie.
Is the rewind time thing like time travel? Is that like his play on time travel? I guess you could say that.
Because
I know, like, you see the trailers and things like rewind and stuff.
Kind of confusing. I would need to have seen it more recently, too, to, like, accurately give a description
of how it
works.
Like, flesh it
out. Yeah. But yeah, it's essentially a form of time travel.
Traveling, yeah, okay. Fire asks, if you could get $5 million in exchange for your ability to speak / make noise permanently, no loopholes, would you take it? You'd still be able to write or use sign language, but you can't make noise anymore.
No. First off, I'd be out of a job.
You got 500 mil, dog. Like, what do you mean? You don't need a job.
500 mil?
Yes, $500 million in exchange for your ability to make noise. No, 500 million.
I don't need to talk that much. Half a billion? Okay. I'll learn ASL right now, baby.
Yeah, like 500 million just to learn like sign language. Like, people do that for like, because they have to. Like, sure. Like, yeah. Bloop.
Yeah.
Counterpoint, half a billion. I can get someone to create something to circumvent that loophole and allow me to still somehow speak. Who knows? Or
make noise.
With that much money, yeah, telepathy. And who knows?
Mob says, I saw your tweet about needing content for an entire month, and I thought of a great idea to do. It's called the Road 2 series for your main channel, since it's FPS only. IDK, what FPS is super relevant right now, but for example, it would be like Dream Team Road to Masters on Overwatch, and you could do and record a whole series in just a few days. Yeah, it would just take a few days to get the Masters for us. Yeah. Anyways, my question...
It would just take a few days, yeah.
Yeah. Question is, if you could respect yourself right now, dude. Dyslexia, man.
Yeah, my fucking metabolism.
If you could respect yourself, what would you build for? You said metabolism, Blue?
Metabolism. I could be dumb and hot. Like, that's way better than being
that's what I
expect
into.
Yeah, down on the brains. You know, I think there's something to, you know, ignorance is bliss.
Ignorance is bliss. There's truth behind that. Scientifically,
I'll be a little dumber. That's fine. I'm already pretty dumb, but I'm like just not dumb enough to where I'm just always depressed.
Be happy all the time.
I'm smarter where I care too much. I don't about
even have best. Yeah, I'm not even best of both worlds. I'm not dumb. I'm not smart. Just sad and coasting in the middle. You know what I'm saying?
Just fives. Fives yeah, across.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, yeah, right. Like couldn't bump those down to four or something. Come on, man.
I'd respect into like being smart, being way smarter. But you guys are making it sound awful.
It sucks.
As a very smart person, I wish I would be. Tell you.
I would say smarter in school, like being able to like bullshit myself smart, through school. Fair. Yeah, book smart, get myself through fucking school, like all my other friends could.
Book smart is literally easy. Just read the book, pep down. Yeah, just in the book.
Yeah, just being book smart and being able just to do that. That's what I would.
Anyone
respect
can be
into.
Book smart.
I'd respect into a
I would
a
even take
body.
Some of my metabolism and put some of the metabolism points into
you
that.
You would know that's cap.
Arnav says, what are your thoughts on casting / playing in a house fruit Apex tournament? That'd be sick. I'd do it. Why not? Content.
Wait, was it casting or what?
Casting or playing in a house fruit Apex tournament. Because I think Arnav, I think Glitchy and Arnav told me that Arnav now has private servers on Apex or something like that.
Nani?
Yeah.
That's pretty fun. I think
yeah, so yes.
Probably more fun to cast. I'd play and get duked on. It would
I'd
be
do
like
both.
10 minutes of looting.
You
yeah.
Do both.
I'll cast as soon as I'm dead. So like immediately.
Oh, Christian's joining me in the booth now. Down at the
ooh,
battlefield.
Didn't even hit the ground.
It's,
okay.
It's been 30 seconds, Mr. Fruit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no one's even jumped out of the ship. How'd you
wingman,
manage?
Wingman!
Yeah.
Treyborn says, congrats on the handsome new cat, Rob. If you guys could have any animal as a pet, domesticated, wild, or even fictional, and have all the resources to take care of it properly, what animal would it be? A Black Panther. I think having a Black Panther would be so fucking cool. Or a saber-toothed tiger. If I could have a saber-toothed tiger and it was like chill with me, that'd be sick.
Silverback. Just be my boy.
A homie to, yeah,
what
just chilling with you.
Silverback gorilla. That's right.
Yeah, silverback gorilla.
Any animal that is just chill with you. Shit.
Yeah, just well, it could be fictional too. So that's like
yeah, my boy.
I pick saber-toothed tiger. Like that would be so yeah. cool. Those things are huge and they have like
probably, I want to say having a homie hippo. Those motherfuckers are.
That would be sick.
Now, fictionally,
that ride or die. You kill anyone you want on site. That hippo is down.
They do kill humans no more than like any animal a year, I think.
Yeah, hippos are fucking dangerous.
Him and them and mosquitoes, I think, are like the top killers of like humans. No, seriously, I think.
Yeah, no, no, not seriously. Hippos are actually like the deadliest like
skaters.
Mammal.
Skaters. I was gonna say mythical though. I'd probably either go flying bison or like griffin.
Griffin would be really cool. Yeah, if I went mythical, I'd do hydra. I think a hydra would be really sick. Just having a giant fucking
yeah, where do you
thing.
Keep that thing?
I don't know. I have the resources though. Apparently,
yeah, I guess. So yeah, how you doing
mythical,
up there?
I'm going tomorrow.
FF14. Two more.
Easy. Not even easy.
Wait, who'd you pick, Blue?
Amaro from FF14.
Amaro.
Are
classic, yeah. We
Amaro FF14.
Amaro.
Amaro. Okay. So it's like, I'm going to try and explain it. It looks like its face is like a super distinguished dragon almost into like a turkey looking body. And that is an Armamo or something. That is my interpretation. Like cool. You know the book what's the dragon book with the cover was literally a dragon's face on it? It was like Aragorn or something like yeah, it looks like that's the face on a turkey and then the neck and then a turkey's body. Estra says my girlfriend wants a cat so badly and I have very little knowledge on how the process goes, but what are big things to look for to know a cat is right for you? I have had cats that weren't the best. I mean, it wasn't my cat. It was my sister's cat. And it was just the meanest thing ever. We've talked about it before. I don't know. So with Willow, because she was our rescue. With her, she was just very, I mean, they're very blunt with you at the rescue. They'll tell you if a cat needs a lot more than other cats. So it's really up to your preference on like what kind of cat you want to save. You know, do you really want something that's like very mellow and a cat that's really looking for a home and just kind of got there? Do you want a cat that is very really mean and hasn't really had love in its life or anything and try and show it that, but you may never break that wall because cats can sometimes just be like that? Or do you want to save like an older kitty that's like 13 or 12 that's been there for like ever and is very mellow and chill? So I can't go into rescues. I'll tell you this about Willow. I didn't meet Willow until Sydney met Willow, and Sydney was like, can you meet her and we'll save and like potentially save her. I knew from the second I saw Willow, I was going to save her because she had a mustache. And I said, I'll make that work. Whatever comes with that, I'll make it work. I can't just go visit pets at a shelter because it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. So I can't go see pets in like cages and stuff. So Sydney showed us where Willow was, and I literally was like, we'll pick her up in the morning. So we picked up Willow, and she was very tame and very cool in there. But I would say it takes a lot of visiting and stuff, but I wasn't able to do that. So it's hard for me to recommend go visiting a lot of cats in a shelter, cause I just can't do that. But that's what I would say is probably the most important thing in rescuing a cat. Classy, says Rob, Champions League predictions. Personally, wasn't expecting Bayern to get knocked out of Villarreal. I don't know what the quarterfinal matchups are or the semifinal matchups are. But I just know it's like Liverpool, City, Villarreal, and Real Madrid. I'm going to go with Real Madrid. Real Madrid is my pick to win. What about you guys?
Yeah.
I have... There is a football team that has PP on the crest. Yeah. That's the one I'm
rooting for. The one with the PP on the crest? Man City. That's your brother's club. Ethan loves Man City. That's like Ethan's like...
Let's go PP.
Yeah, so, and that was the last question for the podcast. Thank you guys all for listening to episode, we didn't even say it.
129, episode one, I did say.
You did? Oh, gosh, I'm just all out of it today.
You're fast, you're for like 2 weeks, you drove cross country, you got a new kid. Yeah. It's understandable.
You guys can find me everywhere at Adventures of Albus and Willow, I think it is, on Instagram.
If not, yes, Sydney's gonna.
I'm that owner. Yeah.
You can find me at Mr. Fruit Plays on YouTube. Please subscribe.
You guys can find me everywhere at Mr. Fruit Plays on YouTube, and also GG Over Easy on YouTube.
True. Although you might already be here. Welcome.
Oh, that's true. Welcome.
And that's it. We'll see you guys next week.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that, and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.